So yes, Anna Joachim, watch over us as we tape this show. So we have a disclaimer. The author has this disclaimer. We'll probably we should say this disclaimer at each episode. We will not mea culpa play it again. If you find yourself in this situation, we are not talking to you. So what is this disclaimer? Neither the author nor Sarah nor I propose ever staying in an abusive relationship. When we are discussing human affairs, and so sociologists discuss things broadly, theologians, the study of what we're trying to do here. We talk in broad strokes. We are not talking in particular circumstances. And we have to do in broad strokes because the exception, if we go with exceptions that establish the rule, that's a real poor way to do law. And it's a poor way to conduct our own affairs. I mean, if you just think of your day-to-day life and how you conduct your things, you don't base it on the outlier situations. You go with what most of the time something goes along these lines, whatever that might be. So that's our disclaimer. So my website is named Fide Seracho, and that is Latin for faith and reason. And oftentimes, well, we started out with the faith with Anna Joachim, and now we are going to be looking really attentively to the reason part. And so looking at current and reputable science. And overall, and Sarah and I, we have spent several episodes in the past developing right reason. Remember, we went through a little bit as to how did we see the COVID jabs for what they were. Remember Scott Adam, he asked in general, how did you see it? And so that he could learn so as to avoid the next time, right? And we went through the guideposts, remember the Catholic guideposts for good philosophy, Catholic philosophy. So we have spent a bit of time on this right reason. The venerable, at least I call him venerable, Rodney Stark, whose seminal and pivotal work, The Rise of Christianity, amongst many things, it showed how Christianity really revolutionized marriage and how it really was for the betterment of women and children and comparing to the Roman and the Greco-Roman world. And he's doing that from a social science, a proper social science, from a science point of view. Science gives great insights into our God, who is the author of science. True science, as opposed to scientism, which we have spent some time discussing here, and I quote, I define that's a view that science and the scientific method are the best or only way to render truth about the world and reality. That's just, and oftentimes, my friends, I put scientific method because I just pulled that up out of the dictionary. But let's just be true. When someone's about scientism, the scientific method is long in the rearview mirror. They aren't doing that anymore. It's just true. This belief system pervades the proper pursuit of science according to established norms. And yes, COVID is an all too recent example of this belief system, scientism. Do you have thoughts before we turn?
I think that culturally speaking, particularly, there's been always such a disparagement of, or really the big lie that somehow Catholicism is misogynist. Right, that Christianity is the birthplace of all poor treatment of women, you know, no respect for the children, we don't believe in children's rights, we don't believe in women's rights. And those are just lies. They're bald-faced lies, really. I mean, any culture that has embraced Christianity, has seen women. I mean, it was what the Christians were known for in the early years, right? They were known for their love. Well, who was it in the societies that needed the demonstration of that love, right? I mean, men in general were always going to be capable of being, at a bare minimum, fed because they could be fodder for any military expedition, right? So there was always going to be some place for them in any type of society. But women did not have any natural rights, any rights in terms of property, any rights of personal ownership. They could come into ownership through inheritance, but you know, that was an entirely different thing. All of the ways, so in general, when a man died, the woman was left bereft. And actually we still see this taking place in atheistic communist cultures. Case in point, China right now, you know, which theoretically is supposed to be like the king of the scientism world, right? Where we have divorced ourselves from God and man is reaching the pinnacle of his best successes, put women into situations where they are not allowed to choose the number of children that they want to have. If they choose to have more than what the state permits, they are forcibly aborted. Now we are at a point where China's population is decreasing. So if a woman doesn't have enough children, I can easily foresee a future moment where the woman will be forcibly inseminated, right? I mean, so first they rip the child from her womb. Now they are going to forcibly insert one in her womb, right? We can see that happening, where woman does not become her own autonomous individual. And then even worse yet is that when the women are older and their husbands are gone, you have a terrible problem of an excess of widows who now, according to Reggie Littlejohn, make pacts with one another where they invest money to buy a rope and they literally share it amongst themselves to take their life because there is no life for them in the political unity of communism. Right, the only entity that has ever been known to take care of women in either one of those situations is Catholicism and Christianity. So it's just a lie. So we really need to make sure that we are truly educating people so that they know the truth of the history instead of just, you know, falling for these lies that have been told about the church by their enemies because their enemies had other reasons for destroying the church that had nothing to do with women themselves. They just became a tool to drive a wedge between humanity and the church.
Very well said, and that's the truth of it. That's the truth of it. All right, my friends, let's pick up in the next episode with Brad Wilcox. Till then, my friends, be days at Rocio.